It was 34 degrees, but BYU fans in Provo couldn't have cared less before BYU took on Kansas Saturday night. Austin Pace and I talked with BYU fans and students Laney McMullen and Branson Crockett.
We are all just so excited about this team.
It's just insane. Like, the vibes are unmatched.
If only that enthusiasm could have translated to a victory, but BYU's offense fell flat from the start. Kansas jumped out to an early 7-0 lead on their first drive. The only time that BYU got the ball in that first quarter ended in a punt. That 7-0 score snapped a string of 15 straight quarters in which BYU had scored. We didn't know it then, but that foreshadowed how the rest of the game played out. Kansas would go on to score 3 more points, and BYU had chances in the first half, but couldn't capitalize, as their best chance came on their final drive of the first half, but that was cut short by an interception. So at the end of the first half, it was knotted up at 10. The Cougars got the ball to start the second half and marched 66 yards for a field goal. That was all she wrote for the third quarter, though, and it was looking good until the Kansas quarterback pulled a sneak punt. In one of the oddest plays you will ever see, the ball hit a BYU defender in the head. Kansas recovered the muffed punt, were set up on the 3-yard line, and the rest is history. The Cougars have tasted defeat for the first time this season as they drop to 9-1 overall and 6-1 in the Big 12 with the 17-13 loss. Despite the loss, the Cougars still can chart their own course and have a good shot to make it to the Big 12 championship. The post-game press conference focused on that fact. Here's head coach Kalani Sitake.
We still have a lot to play for. There's still a lot. We still control our destiny, and it doesn't really matter. We just got to get back to getting to work and winning next week's Super Bowl. That's going to be the key.
BYU receiver Chase Roberts says this may end up helping the Cougars in the long run.
I think this is honestly good for our team. So we still got all of our goals in mind, and we're going to bounce back and go beat Arizona State.
While all of BYU's wiggle room is gone, the path to the college football playoff is clear and hope is alive and well. They have to beat Arizona State, Houston, and then claim the Big 12 title. As each week's game has come to be called by BYU fans, Super Bowl number 11 is this Saturday at Arizona State. Kickoff is slated for 1:30 p.m. on ESPN. And as always, you can catch the watch party at the Manwaring Center on campus. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Guadagnin.